Hello and welcome to Sunday Funday Playoff Edition. This will also be the last episode of Sunday Funday for this season. It's been a fun year, not the year that I'd hoped for, but doing the podcast was pretty fun, having to do it week in and week out was something different, and I also had to get a lot of picks in early because I had to do the podcast early, so that was something that was different too, but all in all, it was pretty good, and I enjoyed it, and we'll see about doing it again next season, but for now, I'm going to give you my picks for the playoff games. And I'm going to be doing all four. So, let's see. We got Seattle, Philadelphia, Minnesota, New Orleans, Tennessee, New England, Buffalo, Houston. These should be some good games here. So, let's start it off with Seattle at Philadelphia, surprisingly. Seattle's losing a point and a half. I think they'll be able to beat Philadelphia by more than that. I know it's playoffs and it's Philly, but they're not looking too good this year, and they're hosting a playoff game against Seattle, which is crazy, but I'll take Seattle minus the point and a half. New Orleans at home against Minnesota, losing 8 points. Taking New Orleans. I think they will be able to beat Minnesota pretty good. They look like they got a good shot at going to the Super Bowl this year, for sure. So I'm taking them minus the 8. This could be a blowout here. Tennessee at New England. This is interesting. New England is not doing that well, and I've been waiting all year for them to make the turnaround, you know, and it just hasn't happened. And losing to Miami at home, that's pretty rough. And it's not like they were trying to rest guys. They needed that game to get a week off. So I'm taking Tennessee. They're getting 4.5. I think they'll keep this game close. They might win, but I like Tennessee getting the 4.5. Buffalo versus Houston. Buffalo getting 3. I think Buffalo will be able to grind this game out and win it at Houston. Getting 3 points. I think they'll keep it close, but I think they'll win this. That might be an ugly game because Buffalo's defense is good. Offense, not so much. So those are the four picks for the wild card weekend playoffs. And I'm not doing next week because those games are a little more difficult. And I've noticed you usually don't get that good of spreads on those games. Even this week is tough, but I like these games, so that's why I'm doing. This is my last week. I'm going to straight bet all those, as I've been doing all year, and then do the parlay and a 6-point teaser as well. So that gives me Seattle plus 4.5, New Orleans minus 2, Tennessee plus 10.5, Buffalo plus 9. That's a pretty solid teaser if you just want to run a teaser for the playoff weekend here. So I'll tell you who I like for my Super Bowl teams. I'm liking Baltimore, obviously. You could tell this is just their year. And I don't think anything's going to really stop them. And I think they're gonna go right to the Super Bowl. I'd like to see Baltimore against Kansas City. Kansas City's made a big turnaround. Their defense is pretty good. But I don't know if anyone's going to be able to stop Baltimore this year. Unless somehow Lamar Jackson goes down. But on the NFC side, it's a bit different. I really want New Orleans to go, and I like them to go, but San Francisco could definitely go. They could beat New Orleans, even Seattle, you know, in the playoffs, just because of the coach there and everything. So I think those are the good playoffs going to be in the NFC here. But I'm going to go with Baltimore versus New Orleans. And somehow Sean Payton gets done in the Super Bowl. Drew Brees he should have been in the Super Bowl the past 2 years. And I think he finally gets it this year. So those are my picks. And this is the final episode of this season's Sunday Funday. I really want to thank everyone who did listen to this. It's much appreciative. First time doing a podcast, and obviously first season of this one. So it was pretty fun, and I think definitely might do it again next year, but we will see. Once again, thank you guys very much for a good year, and hope 2020 is a great year for everyone. All right. I'm out.